Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Final hour for us. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully, wherever you're with us from, things are all right. I know it got pretty wild out there last night, different parts of town. Certainly a lot of water. And, you know, we were seeing some of the footage on the news as we're sitting here watching it. There's some pretty bad spots.
Yeah, man.
Buckhead, some of the lower areas near creeks. It got pretty dicey. So hopefully you're okay. We appreciate you letting us be with you here on a happy hour Friday. Final hour of the show brought to you by Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a few minutes as Georgia travels to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama tomorrow night. Going to be an awesome football game. We'll tell you what it's going to take for Georgia to win that one. Keys to a Falcons victory in 20 minutes as well as the Saints come to town. The Falcons look to get back to 500 on Sunday afternoon. Tell you what that one's going to take from a Falcons perspective, and then we'll get to an AMA at 140 as well.
Abe got me some Cheetos.
Look at that.
Thanks, Abe.
Team player.
I appreciate it.
He's a thoughtful gift giver.
He is, man. Thoughtful, man. I mean, I'm probably going to eat the Cheetos till I go home. I mean, I got to sneak to eat them because you got kids.
Oh,
the little one. He hear a bag crumbling, and it's like his ears perk up.
Ooh, we got Cheetos.
Yes, we got Cheetos. Like he go get his damn bowl and everything. He bring his little bowl over there. I mean, I just got him out of there, put your hand in folks' stuff, and now he just goes find his bowl and bring his bowl to everything if you hear some damn bags rumbling.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, it's probably good that we've got like little rambunctious, energetic, rough boys.
Yes.
But like this dude, Jack, they have to give him double lunch at school. The teacher was like, it was a couple weeks ago. She was like, he was trying to steal the other kid's ravioli when he was done. I was like, oh, man, no, he does like to eat. She was like, do you mind if we just give him more after? I was like, sure, feed him till he's full. I don't care.
Right.
He'll tell you because he knows a little sign language for done, you know. Mm-hmm. So he'll do that when he's done. But he won't do it before. Like,
right.
He'll let you know. So there was one day last week when I came in. She's like, yeah, he ate double lunch.
Right.
Twice as much as anybody else. And I was like, nobody's going hungry because of him, right?
Right.
Like, no, we have extra. We just kept giving it to him until he hit us with the...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a big old boy.
Zach's a thick fella.
He's a thick little fella now. He's a little bowling ball.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't know how tall he's going to be. Hopefully taller than me and hopefully tall. But like... if he's built like he's built now and gets like 6'2",
dude,
that's a D1 center.
That's a D1 center right there.
That's a D1 center right there.
You got to put him in wrestling and everything.
No doubt.
Jack's thick, man.
He's an aggressive little guy, too.
Yeah.
He's not scared of a
double
damn thing.
Double lunch.
Yeah, he was eating Boone's dog food this morning. Like, we're at the hotel, and those hotel beds are pretty high.
Right.
So I'm trying to get him calm. I'm like, all right, we got the Disney Channel for Lily. She's watching Bluey, whatever. Trying to get Jack. All right, let's look at this. Let's play with this toy. Turn my head for 1 second, and this guy's just doing a backflip off the bed.
Damn.
It's like, what are you doing, man? He's not scared of anything, which, again, is what you want.
It's
you
good.
You don't want little, you know, little tentative, little tentative soft boys.
We're
trying to raise tough, rough men.
Rugged.
You know?
Rugged.
Rugged men. That's what we're trying to raise.
Rugged.
He's off to a good start.
Uh-oh.
Double lunch.
Yeah, man. I know we got to get the story. We were having fun because we're talking, like, Diddy's going to take the stand, right? Puff Daddy is going to take the stand.
Yeah.
And I see Neil Brown all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I see it all the way. Him on the stand. But they said they were going to kill my mother.
Who's that?
Who is them, Mr. Combs?
Who's they?
Them. Leo D. Capieri.
What's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio. That's him. He is the real ringleader of the freak-offs. Not me. All right. It was him. It was Brad Pitt.
Dude,
I could see him. It was Brad Pitt. It was Justin Bieber, Usher. I had nothing to do with it. They just used my houses.
I didn't even know what they were doing. I was asleep. They were downstairs.
Yes.
Why'd you order 1,000 bottles?
His lawyer told you why.
For what?
Dry skin? He buys them in bulk at Costco.
Costco denied it, though. They're like, we didn't sell that man that much baby oil. We didn't do that.
Hey, man. Baby oil can...
Costco's plausible deniability. We're not involved in this.
I'm just telling you, though.
We're a good company.
I'm pretty sure at some of the freak-out parties, they probably had, like, them blow-up pools, and then you probably had
rationing. Filled it up. Yeah, filled it up with it.
Yeah, so that's not freaky.
Baby oil wrestling's not freaky?
No, not really.
Okay.
It's just wrestling.
Okay,
it's just I watched WWE yesterday, the thing on Mr. McMahon yesterday. Wasn't that, it was just wrestling.
I just feel like there's certain products bought in bulk. It just is freaky. Like, if you buy baby oil in bulk, that's a freaky purchase. It's a freaky-ass
purchase.
Maybe
you just ask yourself.
If you buy condoms at Costco, you're getting after it. Like, you're not like a regular guy, which I'm not, no judgment, but like, right. Certain things bought at Costco are with intent. You know what I mean? Like, you're a freak. Yeah. If you go into Costco and buy 1,000 bottles of baby oil, some bulk condoms, and some Gatorade, you're just prepared.
That's the official order from the Olympic Village.
It is. Which is the freakiest place in the world every 4 years. All right? You say what you want to say, but there's certain items that if you're buying them at Costco, you're a freak. And I got nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. There's three facts in life, man. Death, taxes, and freaks.
Yeah,
all right?
Man.
We will stand the test of time.
We laid that out real early. Because the freaks are back. Because you saw the brother bought Red Lobster.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah, them Cheddar Bay biscuits, baby.
It's another thing. If you buy Cheddar Bay biscuit mix at Costco,
you're a freak.
You're a freak.
Yeah, man.
It's just a true fact. Yeah. It just is what it is. All right,
Cheddar Bay, baby.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
We got to go out, man, and play really with speed on offense. We got to be efficient on offense. We got to convert on third down. We got to guard on defense, man, and we got to find a way to stop this explosive offense from getting explosive plays. They got two wideouts that can be explosive. They got a running back that can be explosive. All kinds of weapons all over the place. And we got to go out there and rush this passer and David Carr. On teams, we got to go out there and find a way to get coverage units down there. They got a bunch of good returners. We've seen how explosive they are. They've always played well on teams. They've actually won games on teams in this National Football League, which is hard to do, and I've seen them do it.
That's an excellent tease to our keys to the game coming up in about 15 minutes right now from Raheem. He nailed it. He said everything that needs to happen right there. We'll give you our ideas as far as what the Falcons need to do against the Saints coming up in about 15 minutes. Here's Kirby Smart talking about how it's going to feel any different at all without Saban on the sideline tomorrow night.
I don't think so. I mean, apparently he'll still be there from what I hear, game day and everything.
True.
But I don't think that changes anything. They got a really good football team. They're very well coached. They're very sound in all their schemes. That hasn't changed. And good football players are going to determine this outcome, not coaches.
Damn right, man.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Yeah, man. This game is so big. You got two, you got four. You got both teams who right now can win national championships. You know, if everything goes well. And so, yeah, it's going to be because of how evenly matched and just pure talent these teams are, it's going to come down to it. You know, I mean, I think Kalen DeBoer is a hell of a coach. We said this yesterday. This is not the biggest game he's ever coached in. He just coached the damn national championship a few months ago.
That's true.
So, I mean, this man can coach in big game, and he's coaching big game, and he's beating good teams. You know, I think I'll ask you this because you're a watching guy. Is this team better? A collection of talent, is it better than the Washington team?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. I think at the skill positions and the real, like, game-breaking positions on offense, I don't know.
Right.
Because we just haven't seen Alabama for a full season. I mean, Washington had two guys drafted in the top 10 last year, quarterback and a wide receiver.
Right.
I don't know that Milrow and any of these receivers are going to do that. But I think overall, absolutely. I mean, this Alabama defense is definitely better than what Washington's defense was last year. Maybe overall, across the board, it might be a higher talent level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Washington had some really good offensive line. It was a really good team.
Really.
It's different. Here's the difference. This is the first time, and he did this a bit with Penix when he was Penix's OC at Indiana, but this is the first time that he's had a legitimate, like,
dual threat,
game-breaking dual threat with his legs quarterback. Now, they used Penix like that a bit, and then he got hurt, and then they stopped using him like that. And in Washington, he hardly ran at all. But, I mean, that's something that Georgia is going to have to account for in a major way. Because that, I mean, Milrow will make you pay.
And he will go. And he's the fastest person on the team. So I got my keys. It says, it's right here. 15 has to be a star.
Yeah.
Because four is going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Beck has got to play his ass off. And they got to play good around him. Don't get me wrong. But he's got to play his ass off. And if we go back to the Kentucky game, there was a lot. That game shouldn't have been close.
Mm-hmm.
They left a lot. And Kentucky threw some stuff at him. And all that. Carson Beck got to make those plays. Number two, Georgia has to have the best running back room. Because Alabama, 2-6 and 22, we know what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Game breakers and everything like that. They got to tackle, and they got to tackle some more. They have got to be able to get Milrow on the ground, these receivers, these backs. They got to put their pads on them and get them on the ground.
Yeah, no, I think that's across the board. When we talk about Georgia and we'll talk about the Falcons in about 10 minutes, there's just guys that are hard to tackle on those teams, man.
Yes.
Those Alabama running backs are rough. Milroe's incredibly elusive. If you hit him, you have to get him on the ground and keep that 3-yard gain from being a 15-yard gain or whatever it can be. And I know Tate Ratledge is out, and that's a big deal. And I don't know who's going to be out on the defensive line for Georgia, so it's hard to, you know, it's hard to give a real solid take without knowing who's going to be out there. But you know who's going to be out there on the offensive line for Georgia. And even without Ratledge, that's supposed to be an incredible group.
Yes.
You have to have the best offensive line tomorrow night. And that means protecting protecting Carson, letting him have a pocket, letting him do what he needs to do to deliver the ball on time. But he also has to do it. Like, I don't know. I know we talked about it with Roddy in the 11 o'clock hour. I didn't expect to be having these types of questions about Carson Beck really at any time this season. But we're like, all right, like if you don't play great tomorrow night, maybe you just don't play great.
Right.
You know?
Maybe just a good quarterback.
Yeah, maybe you're just a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you don't win a national championship if he's just a good quarterback, because it doesn't seem like there's those dynamic playmakers on offense either. A great quarterback can make up for it.
Yes.
A good quarterback without great playmakers, that's tough. And if that's where Georgia's at offensively right now, then tomorrow night might not go their way. I don't think that's the case, though. Like, I think Carson Beck is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think everybody's just been wrong for a year and a half.
Yeah, I think that, and it's always one of those, are you holding back something?
I hope so. I hope that's what they've been doing.
Because Georgia, they got to empty the clip. They got to empty the clip tomorrow night. I think they will. I think they will win this football game. But, I mean, 15's got to show up, because I know one thing. Number four, that dude that's going to be in that Crimson, he going to play his ass off. He has that ability because of his running ability to take over games. He's going to play good tomorrow. Carson's got to match it and play better.
I also really like the receivers that Alabama has. I mean, those are deep guys that he can get the ball to, and that freshman, man, that 17-year-old freshman's crazy. Who's it going to be for Georgia? Because somebody has to have a couple big plays. I mean, a big game, I'd like a big game from the running backs, but like Arian Smith needs that 75-yard touchdown catch like he has in some of these big ones. Dylan Bell, and he was awesome at times last year. I liked Colby Young in that first game. I haven't seen a ton from him yet. The kid from Miami?
Number 8.
Yeah, that's right. He's good.
I was looking for him to get the ball more.
Yeah, maybe throw him the football. I know London Humphrey's not going to play, but yeah.
They got Mono.
Mono?
I don't know. I thought,
is that what he's got?
I don't know if he got Mono. I don't want to put it out there. I thought somebody said he had Mono. I was like, nasty ass.
You know people who get Mono?
Nasty ass folks.
People who buy 1,000 bottles of baby oil from Costco.
Oh, nasty. Just kissing everybody under the arch.
You can't put your mouth on everything.
We told y'all this.
It's just a... So I get you want to.
No.
But you can't do it. You have to be smarter than that. We'll come back. We'll tell you how the Falcons can beat the Saints after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. You can't help yourself, could you?
DJ Bo.
Yeah, he couldn't help himself.
Couldn't help himself.
Couldn't help himself.
We don't, yeah. Not our choice, Falcons fans.
Yeah, can't help it.
Direct Day, what's the Twitter account?
Yeah. Get up himself.
At Jedi Sports Radio.
At Jedi Sports Radio.
Yep. Get up himself.
Say 99.9% of the time, everybody loves the musical selections. But Falcons Saints week, Bo can't help himself.
Yep.
No one can see us, but if you could, you'd see a lot of black and gold on the other side of the glass right now. You've got the Saints headband on. What's the shirt? Tecmo Bowl with who's on it? Oh, it's just a Saints Tecmo Bowl shirt. It's a pretty cool shirt. But anyway, direct all the hate at Bo. And Saints fans, as they will be here on Sunday for the matchup between the Saints and the Falcons. Falcons looking back to get to 500. We'll get to Keith through the game in just a minute. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from an AMA. We'll get the phone lines open. What?
I can't find the tweet.
Who tweeted it?
I can't remember. One of the boxing guys.
What are they tweeting about?
About Devin Haney.
Oh, about the boxer who's suing the other boxer for beating him up?
Ryan Garcia beat him up. I don't think Ryan Garcia had to have anything in him to beat him up anyways. But he's suing him. He is suing him for mental anguish and reputational, because he got his ass whooped, even though they overturned his loss. It's his only loss. But and for battery.
Yeah. Isn't that what happens when you get beat?
When you box?
Yeah. Every boxer who loses a fight, I guess, got battered like that.
Oh, my God. That's so damn soft.
But it's professional. Yeah, you can't sue someone for battery when you're a boxer. That's the softest thing in the universe. So what's he saying? That, like, he broke – it's illegal because he took steroids and then it gave him an unfair advantage? Like his hands were weapons or something like that?
That's so
didn't
soft.
He get the loss overturned, so it's not even on his record?
Yeah. But
so the emotional distress?
Oh, but it's the reputation. His reputation is ruined. Come on, man. That's soft as hell.
Yeah, that's tough, soft. Man.
Battery. Like you're suing for battery. And you're a boxer.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That'd be like a football player getting hit too hard.
You didn't come into that ring ready.
And suing the opposing linebacker for
he didn't come
for assault.
He didn't come in the ring ready. That's what that was. But yeah. Mm. All right, man. Man said in reputational. So his rep's ruined. You ruined his rep. You battered him.
Yeah.
He's emotional behind it. Okay.
I'll be honest with you. Obviously, you guys know this, and probably most people that listen do too. I don't know a ton about boxing, but when I found out that the guy did steroids and beat him and they took the loss off, I haven't thought about it since then. Yeah. I was like, oh, he lost because the guy was on steroids. Yeah. Whatever. This ruins his reputation way more than that did.
When you think so?
You can't sue a guy for battery because he beat your ass when you're a boxer.
I mean, that is just...
Oh, it's funny.
I can't believe that.
That's great. What's the other guy's name? Ryan Garcia?
Ryan Garcia.
This is great for his reputation.
No, he's crazy as hell. Something wrong with Ryan.
Yeah, but he's getting sued for battery for being too good at fighting, and
battery.
He's a fighter.
He getting sued for battery.
That's a rough one, man.
Wow.
You got to be better than that. All right. Speaking of needing to be better, the Falcons do. They have to be better than they've been thus far. I know they had that great drive against Philadelphia and won the game.
Is this team just one great drive?
There's been moments.
Okay.
There's been moments. But, yeah, dude, if they didn't have that drive, if Saquon caught that football,
yeah.
Can you imagine what the last couple of weeks would be like?
It wouldn't be fun.
There wouldn't be a lot of silver lining. And there has been. There's been more silver lining from a 1-2 start from this Falcons team that I've seen from Falcons fans since I've been here. I also get it because I think this team's better than teams that have been 1-2 since I've been
right here.
I think this is different than what it's been the last couple of years. But now they have to start showing that. Like, we can't just keep saying there's signs of a good team. They have to put it together. Because even against the Eagles, they didn't put it together for 60 minutes. There was some good football in there. And certainly they won the game, which is the most important thing. But they haven't played anywhere near a complete football game, I don't think. I know they haven't played a complete football game. I don't think they've played up to the level that they're capable of.
Right.
I don't think. I don't know. That better be true.
That better be
like,
true, man.
If last week was what they're capable of, then that's going to be tough. But that's what this game has to be on Sunday because you've now played three. You have the excuse of not having played together and the rust and all that nonsense. That's in the past now. You've played three games. You're getting into divisional play. The Saints are good. They're off to a good start. You've got them at home. You can't go 0-3 at home. That's just unacceptable. So all that stuff's out the window. And now you have to start talking about what this team is.
Right. Which would be
which
a
1-3.
Exactly.
Which is what?
1-3, man. I don't I think they got good components to this team. I really, really do. I don't think this defense is playing as well as people are saying they are because they can't get off on third down.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thought process. I know they won't give up a lot of points. They give up 20 points. I mean, the bar for is 20. Like when I'm trying to go back to when we played, the goals for offense be 28 points. That would be the goal for offense, 28 points.
If the Falcons were scoring those, they'd be 3-0.
Yeah, they'd be 3-0. But, I mean, I think this defense, and I think it's good, it has good importance, still can't sack the freaking quarterback.
Yeah.
Still can't pressure the quarterback. Now, you played different types of quarterbacks, you know, guys that can escape the pressure and things like that. You won't have that this week. Now, Derek Carr can move a little bit, but Derek Carr can't move a lot. And so they've got to be able to get to him. I love what you said when I was talking about Georgia. They got to tackle. You got to be able to get to Alvin Kamara and get him on the ground, you know, because if not, he will kill you. But the first key of mine, win the physical. Well, they got to win the physical in this game, Andy, because we know that's what New Orleans wants to do. Offensively, they want to run the football, play action pass, just like Atlanta wants to run and play action pass. Defensively, they got 11 sacks, and they got sacks from a variety of people. Mm-hmm. So they could find a way to get there. DeMario, we talked about him all week. He's one of the most underrated linebackers in all of football. And then Lattimore, hey, I got five. So Drake London, just like when they did with who? Drake London, I got five. There's a dude back there that is deceptive. The Falcons got two of them guys. They got one of them, and I'm talking about that Honey Badger. Don't put the ball nowhere near him. You said it. Seven has to be the best back in this game.
Yeah.
He's got to be the best back.
Now, if he is, the Falcons might win by quite a bit because Kamara's very good.
Yes.
And he's off to an incredible start this season.
Yes.
But you sort of back to what you're talking about as far as tackling and wrapping up. Like, there's guys on the team that I don't worry about. Like, I feel like A.J. Terrell's a good tackler at the corner position. Some of those other guys are a little undersized, and I know they've been solid, but I'm not sure. we need to see the linebackers have a really good game, because you know what the Saints are going to want to do. They do a lot of that intermediate stuff. They do a lot of screen game with Kamara.
Yes.
They like to get that. You know they're going to have a couple tricky little plays for Taysom Hill, and he always kills the Falcons.
Yes.
So those linebackers, and they're fast and they're rangy and all that kind of stuff, but they've been okay, I think, through the first 3 weeks. They've been all right.
They've been okay.
I don't know that they've been great. They've been all right. But they got to get these guys on the ground and play fast. Because if they miss tackles on either one of those guys that we were talking about,
the house call.
They'll take it to the house. Alvin Kamara will make one guy miss, and that's a 40-yard gain for him. They've also got pretty bad or pretty good weapons deep. They got wide receivers.
They can go.
They can take the top off of it. So maybe in those situations, you'll have an opportunity to try to get home on some slightly longer developing plays. Because the Falcons only have 3 sacks in 3 weeks. And I don't know. I lied to myself and said I'd stop worrying about it because I was just done worrying about it. Mm-hmm. But then they got Matthew Judon. All right, well, cool. Now they have a guy who can actually get to the quarterback.
But
he's been all right.
He can't
do it himself.
He can't do it himself. Right. Yeah, he can't do it himself. That's why I was like, who's going to step the blank up and help him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe some of those guys have played to their potential.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Because, another year, same conversation.
Yep.
Those guys aren't doing anything in the pass rush game. Maybe if the offense gets a lead and you get the opponent in longer third downs, maybe that would be the case, and maybe that would show up a little bit more in the sack numbers, but they haven't done that yet, so that hasn't happened yet. I think short yardage is really big in this game. Obviously, defensively, they need to get off the field on third down, but for a team that has a lot of money invested in an offensive line, and hopefully McGarry goes, don't know, but and a team that sort of claims an identity of being able to go forward and run the football and has Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier, they sure struggle to pick up short yards.
Yep.
Third and short, fourth and short, they struggle on those downs. I know we were talking about third down inefficiency, and the Falcons being the third worst third down team in the NFL in terms of percentage, which they are. They're the worst team in the NFL in terms of actual third downs converted. They've only converted 6 third downs in 3 games. Now, they've also run less plays and had less drives and had less third downs and stuff like that, but they're 0-3 in third and short. It's not like it's just third and long that's killing them. They're just bad on third down. Why are they bad on third down? I don't know, but they are, and they got to figure it out. Yeah, they have 6 third down conversions. I think the Chiefs had 7 on Sunday.
I chapped my ass right there, Andy.
It's an outrageous number.
6 damn third down conversions games.
What's worse? They've got 6 first downs on third down, or they have 3 sacks.
6 first down in 3 games is awful.
It's very bad.
I'm used to them not having no sacks.
Yeah, kind of over that.
Third
not
down,
really, but third trying
last
to be.
Week, third down in Falcons' favor. Can they?
Wow, that's not only have to be better than the Saints at it.
Six third down conversions in this game to win.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
And it would be cool if they had more than 9 third downs also, because that's a representation of. Now, I guess you don't have to go to third down. We do say that all the time.
Yes,
it's okay to get first down on first and second down.
That is true.
And that's the thing. When they had the ball rolling on those first drives in the first half against the Chiefs, they didn't get the third down. They were picking up chunk yardage on first and second down and just going down the field. Now, they had to convert a couple of times on those drives, but you don't have to go to third down every single time
either.
But
that's what I'm saying. These teams they're playing against have 16 third downs.
Oh, I know. Because they also have 20 more plays than the Falcons have every single game. Because they stay on the field and they prolong drives, which the Falcons haven't done. I think all of that comes back, though, too, and maybe this is an oversimplification, but I don't care. He makes the most money. Kirk Cousins has to be $100 million Kirk.
Yep.
You brought this guy in here, and the whole hype of the offseason was you answered the question that needed to be answered. He's been all right. He's been okay. Mm-hmm. He's made some good throws. Obviously, that 2-minute drill against Philly won that game. That was fantastic, even though some of those throws were a little underthrown. Most of them were good. He had some good moments against the Chiefs. Probably should have had Pitts for that touchdown when he was fouled.
Yes.
There was the play after that. I don't know. There was a lot going on, but the throw could have been better. The fourth down or the third down on the drive before that, Drake London was open, and he missed him. There just can't be as much obvious, hesitation.
Let it go.
He's gotta let it go. He's gotta let it go.
Let it go and trust it.
Now, hopefully, that doesn't lead to Honey Badger and Lattimore and all these guys like you talk about intercepting the ball and completely taking the game away from the Falcons. But Kirk Cousins just has to be better. He hasn't been good enough yet. Yep. He's been okay.
I think, and that's the
final. If he's okay, the Falcons are only going to be
okay.
That'll
be our final key. Kirk's got to go. He's got to go right now because of what you just said. We can keep talking about rush. These games freaking count.
Yeah.
They count wins and losses. All right? You 1-3 after four. I don't want to hear no more, but they got a good football team.
You won't.
Yeah, but they got a football team.
You won't.
They got a good football
team. If they lose this game on Sunday,
they can go win this football game.
All of that benefit of the doubt that they've been getting goes away completely. Yep. You got to win this one at home.
Or win three at home to start the season?
You can't do that. Come on, man. You don't make the playoffs if you do that. You're losing division games. Yeah, so do it. So go out and win. I think they can. I have no doubt that the Falcons can win this football game. I think they've got the talent to do it. They just have to do all that stuff that we talked about that they haven't done yet. Hopefully we see it. Hopefully we're talking about a 2-2 Falcons team on Monday morning. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap the show up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We would love to hear from you to answer anything you want to know about. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
With the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Looks like the storm blew out people's phones. Not a lot of folks online. You can jump on if you want to. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Devin in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Well, that's good. So I can talk longer now, right?
Suppose so. Go for it.
Cool. All right. So this is crazy. I know I ain't had a lot of time to talk about this, but 1,000 bottles of baby oil, bro.
It's a lot.
Listen, I'm freaky, but I ain't 1,000 bottles worth of freaky. What I think?
How many bottles are you freaky?
Listen, if you use it in intermittent intervals, one baby bottle of baby oil will last you 50-some days.
No, it won't, dog. No, it won't. Dude.
Well, Randy, you probably doing extra. But you know what I'm saying?
I told you. Baby oil lasts a long damn time. It really,
like a
really
little
does.
Baby oil goes a long
little,
way.
Little baby oil go a long 57 days.
Bro, the small, a regular size, not the extra, the great value plan, baby, the regular size bottle, that's 3 months, 4 months worth, right?
Okay.
1,000 bottles should equal one weapon of mass destruction. Don't y'all agree?
I agree.
But it was crazy, bro. So, what other
it's
household?
Nuclear level.
I don't
level.
Know if you call this a household good, but what? And not Bush Light, Randy, because I know you gonna say that. What good of would you keep 1,000 of in the house?
What would I keep 1,000?
If you could have 1,000 of them in your house,
not Bush Light cans.
Okay, all right, I got you.
All so right, like right. not alcohol,
not alcohol. Alcohol. Okay. Wow.
I mean, like. The last few years, diapers would have been definitely. Nice just to have an unlimited supply of those bad boys.
That is a definite
hopefully
yes.
I don't know. He's still young, so we're still in the middle of that one.
What do I use a lot? I don't use a lot of anything, really.
We use a lot of diapers, a lot of wipes.
Yes.
A lot of toilet paper, a lot of paper products in general.
Yes.
If it was something fun.
Hot sauce.
Okay. You got 1,000 bottles of hot sauce, so you're good forever.
Like, hot sauce is my favorite.
What's your favorite kind of hot sauce?
I'm a Texas Pete, bro.
Oh, Texas Pete's so good.
Love
that's because that's the best hot sauce.
Yeah, that's me right
the best
there.
Hot sauce. Anything else? I don't know.
I mean, the thing with the baby oil, I mean, I'm almost assuming that it was used for, like, wrestling or something.
Among other things.
Yeah, well, I mean.
They used it for a lot of
stuff.
You
know, that's the new.
Multi-purpose.
That's the new freak thing now, is the baby oil. You know. That is the new freak thing.
Is it new?
I mean, it's the newly exposed thing.
Okay. People are talking about it.
People talk about it more.
That's interesting. Yeah, now it's sort of like mainstream.
Yeah, it's mainstream now.
Because before you kind of had to be like, pretend you had a baby when you were buying it.
Yeah, but you got to put the baby oil sheets down.
Yeah, right.
Don't put no baby oil.
That's word to the wise. Word to the wise.
Because it's hard to get that.
It'll soak through the mattress too.
Yep. So make sure to
get a rubber sheet.
Make sure you got your oil sheets. And I'm serious.
No, like the crappy sheets.
Yeah.
Because it'll ruin them.
You think I'm joking? I'm serious.
But it will seep through to the mattress too, and it's hard to get that out.
Just make sure you do that. All right.
No.
But I can't think of anything.
Me either.
I can't think of
Mo's in Columbus.
I can't think of nothing.
Fellas, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to y'all.
Happy Friday to
Andy.
You. Sorry.
I know you've been getting them all week. You've been getting the birthdays. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday
Thank you
one last time on a Friday. Hey, just to let y'all know, hey, things have gotten real spicy with this 92.9 The Game League with the producers.
Oh.
So the Jedi, Mr. Bo Johnson, has decided to really, really, really show his fandom. And me and him have a little side bet going on, an Abby bet, meaning he has to change his Abby if the Saints lose, and I have to change my avatar if the Falcons lose. So I'm going to ask you guys for an Abby suggestion, an avatar suggestion for Bo if when the Saints lose, number one. Number two, question is, Aunt Randy, I know you want the dog naked, no clothes. No Diddy on that either. But with that being said, if you had to dress your dog up for Halloween and you just had to pick an outfit, what would the outfit be? Mine, personally, I just dress my dog up like a pimp.
Okay.
Pimp dog. Pimp That's dog. Good.
That's good.
Like that.
I'm not dressing my damn dog up. Again, when I say I'm talking about Randy.
I know he's saying if you had to.
If I had to?
Like if somehow it was like an illness thing and the only thing that would cure the dog is to dress him up for Halloween.
I probably dress him up like Shaft.
There you go. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I probably dress him up like Shaft.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Nico dressed as Shaft.
Yeah, I probably dress him like Shaft.
That's good enough to do.
Yeah, that is. But it's like again, this ain't my idea. Like she would, because she's a woman. She wanted to put the dog in some cutesy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want no cutesy ass dog. If I wanted a cutesy ass dog, I wouldn't have bought a cutesy ass dog. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to be a big old boy, husky. You know what I mean? That's what I got.
Now you got a big dog.
Yeah,
you
a definitely big old
do.
Dog, man.
You definitely do.
The big old dog. The Abby bets.
Avatar swap for Bo. Like, what's the thing that he would most hate to have up there?
Well, he said the crying Saint, which I assumed maybe he meant crying Jordan with the Saints hat on.
Okay.
Like that. But
you think that when people call him the Aints, you think that's really dumb? Like, that really bothers
Very.
You? Yeah. So that'd be kind of funny.
Like,
if
be creative.
Aints. I know, but like.
Aints not even a word.
I know, but the lack of
and
creativity.
If you say Aint, you don't even have good grammar.
Look at he hates it so
look
much.
At him. Look at
he
him.
Hates
look
it. I love
you
it.
Don't showing
say,
off.
You don't, you don't say Aint.
What? No, I don't.
You don't say Aint?
I say Aint sometimes.
Really?
My mom used to get mad at me for
when
saying
it. When the hell did you stop? Where the hell are you from? You country don't say Aint.
Because I learned it at my dad's house.
Yeah, I was saying, I love Aint.
I love it. It's a great word to say.
Yeah, I love Aint.
I used to get in trouble for it, though.
Yeah.
Aint
nobody. Yeah.
Who's your least favorite Falcon?
Least favorite? Oh, yeah. I don't know if I have a least favorite Falcon. I mean, they're decent human beings. I don't dislike the team.
But like, come on, wow. It's a rivalry. You gotta hate one of them. Like sports hate. I'm not mean real. Like, you know.
Oh wow,
God! If you asked me this about Oregon, I could talk
you
for
could
the
talk
rest
all
of the
day,
hour.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't do the. Well, you know how I don't do bets on and for. I don't do anything to humiliate myself. If I can't control
right.
why I'm being humiliated.
But he's asking yes. for advice on yes. how to humiliate Bo.
I don't know.
Which you should be fond of doing.
I can't. I don't know. Bo, just put the Falcon on your thing. In your Abby, all right? And just do it like that.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm really fond of the Falcon drinking upside down.
Yeah, the upside down drunk Falcon's yeah. funny, but that's an insult to the Falcon.
But you got to do something that stands out.
I don't know. Just think of something personal about Bo and write it. D is in Fairburn. Hello, D.
Hey, I got a bone to pick with Randy.
Oh, boy.
You better come with it.
Good luck.
Okay. So I invited Randy out to the establishment that I bounced at because I think it was his son's 20th birthday.
Yes, it was.
Randy never showed up.
Tell me this. He invited me and my son to his establishment.
It was through Instagram.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay, he's 20, man. You know, and I don't grease bounce's pockets no more. You know what I mean? That was one of my things back in the day. You know, hey, go around to the back door, man. Yeah, and I told him about it too, and he was like, Dad, come on, Dad, please, Dad, come on, man. Like, man, sit your ass down.
Look, I got you if you want to come today.
Oh, no, man. I'm kind of, like, retired from that part of my life.
You did
man.
Say you hung him up.
I hung him up, man.
You went to one last year
and
didn't like it.
And I just, like, look at these young girls. Yeah, they just too young for me now, man. I probably tipped their mamas. You know what I mean? Or maybe some of their grandmamas.
Yeah. But he might like it.
Yeah, but I do appreciate the invite. I do remember you asked me to bring my boy for his birthday, and I told him, and he was like, about to lose his mind. Dad, please. Please, Dad. Dad's like, no. Don't do that. But I do want my. But that's the thing about it, you know, because they're not 21 yet. So when he turns 21,
you gotta pass the baton, though.
When he's 21, I will bring him there. But right now, no.
There we go.
I'm not gonna bring him.
You didn't have to wait till 21 in Washington because you can't sell alcohol at strip clubs.
Yeah, I know. Don't I know?
They're the worst.
Don't I know?
Just the worst. The absolute worst.
But
all
I appreciate it. He did invite me.
Andrew is in Buckhead.
Fix it, Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
What's up, gentlemen?
Is it fixed?
I have a notes section for y'all sometimes when I want to have a question. So I didn't really have anything, but you sound like you're soliciting questions today, so I figured I'd jump on.
Okay.
The one thing I will say is that Mono, it just shows initiative. Like, that's one thing I will say.
What the hell? Hold the hell on, Andrew. How does getting a disease that you get on your mouth for putting your mouth on stuff, initiative.
Initiative to put your mouth on stuff.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I met a nice woman from Spain when I was in college. But it led to something that couldn't let me work out and play basketball.
Was it worth it?
That's the question. Was it worth it?
Was it worth it?
It was painful, to be honest. Like, it was tough.
Really?
I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
No,
it hurts. Make it tough.
I never had
it. It does something to your kidney or your liver.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, Andrew.
Yeah, no, you gotta be careful. So the question really is just like, what's the worst one? What's the worst kind of illness you had? Can't be COVID though. COVID
man. Yeah. Worst illness.
Kidney stone.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Abe had to pass a kidney stone.
Abe had to pass a kidney stone.
That was hard to watch. I mean, I didn't watch him pass it, but when he was dealing with
it. That was damn bunk.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I had pneumonia real bad.
Did you?
Yeah, real bad. It was crazy. I had it in the summertime in Athens. I mean, I was done. And that was the worst I've ever felt in my life.
Mine was that shrimp in
in
Daytona Beach.
No. Was that the sickest you've been?
Yes, that's the sickest I've ever.
Or was it Charlotte?
No, that was COVID. COVID was all right. No, but that food poisoning from that shellfish, never like that before.
Right.
It was like The Exorcist. Just
oozing out.
I was just screaming vomit out of my mouth. It was the grossest thing ever. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And I was on the tile floor of the bathroom at the hotel we were staying at.
Shiver.
And my wife thought I was throwing up because I was drunk. So she had no sympathy for me.
Uh-huh.
She didn't even come in and check on me. I'm on the bathroom floor for hours.
No, I didn't check on you.
No. She was like, how are you? I was like, dead. And she's like, And then she feels bad about it still.
Yeah. Oh, make sure you hang
it. It was fair that she thought that, though.
Keys and janitors at 1 o'clock. I just got that much. I couldn't figure out what season.
Yeah, we had more keys than a janitor in the 1 o'clock hour.
Andy's been stealing hearts.
Only one. The last decade. Randy is class personified.
Yeah, man.
Class. Drinking that red wine,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, classy.
There's some tight bottoms in Tuscaloosa right now. And most Georgia games are close. Then bang, 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 they're over.
Not most. Just the Georgia-Alabama games.
Something in Andy flaring back up. Sack envy has returned.
Mm-hmm, it's back up.
Randy is not interested in roses with guns. And death, taxes, and freaks, the only three facts of life.
Count on them.
Who did Roddy mean? What fan base is tight butt?
I think both. I think both fan bases are nervous because it's going to be a good game. I think that's what he was saying.
Okay.
All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.